Yeah.
Wake up with you next to me.
Cape Town wakes up to the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
Listen, Mark Ogilvie's on the line with us. Now, Mark is the official bell ringer. He's a campologist. He rings bells, and he does so at St. George's Cathedral. Mark, good morning.
Good morning to the team. How are you doing?
I have never in my radio career of 20-plus years spoken to anyone who rings the church bell. This is a first for me, and I'm so intrigued. I have a million questions for you, Mark. But the first is, how did you know that you were going to be the church bell ringer?
Well, I didn't. My father was a priest at St. Mary's Woodstock.
Okay.
And St. Mary's Woodstock had eight bells.
Right.
And I was lying in bed one Sunday morning, heard this beautiful sound, ran down in my pajamas, saw them ringing the bells and said, I'd like to do this.
Oh.
And that's how I started in 1981.
Sure.
1981.
And you've moved from there. Obviously, now you're at St. George's, and it's probably one of the most iconic churches in the Southern Hemisphere. It is the cathedral of cathedrals. It's the place where, so many of our bishops, of our culture and our history is based in around that church. What does a normal day, a church day, look like for you? What time are you up in the morning? What time do you have to be there? When is it rung for the first time? Run us through what your day looks like, Mark.
Well, what happens is on a Sunday morning, we normally ring for one service. We used to ring for the evensong, which is around about 7 in the evening. But now what we do is we get to the cathedral at about 5 to 9 in the morning.
Okay.
And then we ring for the service. We ring for the 9:30 service. So we ring for that after 20 minutes before the 9:30 service.
Okay.
Because that's the main service of the day.
Mm.
But we also, so then if you are a true bell ringer, then you leave and go to a pub. of course, but us as good Anglicans, we then go into the cathedral and we sit down and actually listen to the service.
Sure. Mm.
But that's not a true bell ringer. but we do also ring for major events, like, for example, we rang for the wedding of King Charles married Lady Di. We rang for that. We rang for when the Duke of Edinburgh passed away. We rang 99 strokes for his 99 years.
Yes.
And for weddings and for funerals at the cathedral, we ring for these major events.
Will you be ringing for the coronation at all?
With regards to coronation, all questions with regards to coronation must go through the dean. The dean will get our director from the dean.
Okay,
and the dean will tell us, okay, you can ring for the coronation, or
you
will be
got you.
So we'll get it from the coronation. He will let us know whether we can ring for the coronation or not.
Now, when it comes to ringing, how many rings do you do? I mean, in my mind, I'm going, you've got this rope, right? Because it's like an old, my mind says it's an old fashioned system of a rope attached to this bell at the top of the cathedral, and you're pulling as hard as you can, but it's obviously timed. There's method to what you're doing.
Yes, there is. And what it is the bell actually has a wheel attached to it. Mm-hmm. So the rope is attached around the wheel, which is attached to the bell, which allows the bell to swing almost 360.
Okay.
Just over 360 as it runs around. So when the bells are rung, they're rung upside down.
Jeez.
And you refer to me as the bell ringer.
Ah.
But we are a team of ringers.
Ah.
We are a team of ringers. And because St. George's has 10 bells, unfortunately, we can only muster 6 ringers. So we ring 6 bells. So each person holds a bell.
Wow.
The lightest bell being the treble, which goes ting, and the heaviest bell being the tenor, which goes dong. And in between, you heard what the bells were on there. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. We follow each other.
That's amazing.
And then we play musical chairs with the bells, which means we swap the bells over each other. So we go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-dum. That's
amazing. Wow, I didn't even know that. But I just want to find out from you, Mark. If elke sport het sy beserings, né?
Yeah, what's your injuries?
Do you have like protective gear? I mean, that should be really hard on your ears. Has anyone had injuries or anything like that?
Well, in the injuries you can have are if the bell breaks a stay. For example, when I said the bell goes 360, it's got a stay which holds it upright. So the bell's actually rung while they're upside down.
Mm.
If that bell happens to drop and fall, the rope whoops out of your hand, and you can get pulled to the ceiling, knock your head against the ceiling, and drop and break your ankle.
Wow.
Or you can break your arm.
Yeah.
The bell can actually break your arm. But we are taught how to manage the bell properly. In fact, it's like a dance. It's like dancing.
Yeah,
you know?
Little two-step.
You and the bell are one, and you move together, and it's like a hand stroke and a back stroke. And it's a process that you go through and you learn. It takes about 3 to 6 months to learn to ring a bell.
Sure.
And the rest of your life to ring it properly.
Sure.
That's amazing. Mark, this is so insightful. You kind of think in the back of your mind when you hear old church bells ring, it's a simple process of somebody going in and just pulling on the rope and letting it go off. But it is a timed art and a learned art. Is there another generation of the youngsters wanting to ring the bell?
Now, that is our problem. I mean, I actually physically had to have a son to get another ringer.
Another ringer. Pass it on to him. Yeah.
So it's really strange, you know, when you say I'm a bell ringer, after sniggering and all the sniggering and goes with the connotations that go with that, people don't know what bell ringing
is.
And because it's such a unique art form, we are physically dying out.
Yeah.
Most of our ringers in the tower now are over 80, over 70, and I'm 50, I'm 56, my son is 19, and he's the youngest ringer in Cape Town.
Yo, that's amazing. Mark, listen, thanks so much for your time this morning. Have a great weekend. We're looking forward to, if you're in the CBD, listening to Mark as one of the many campanologists ringing the bell out there.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.